Do you ever close your laptop after managing your short-term rental and think, why does this feel so freaking hard? I know that feeling. Your days are packed with guest messages, turnovers, calendar tweaks, dashboards, and somehow your profit still feels capped. And most hosts assume the answer is working harder, raising rates blindly, or buy another property. But that's not actually what moves the needle. What's missing is strategy, not effort.
That is exactly why we created the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. It's a four-day live training where we break down how professional hosts actually price, plan, and manage revenue so you can earn more from the properties you already have.
In just 4 days, you will walk away with more money from your existing listings, predictable income you can actually plan around, confidence you're not leaving money on the table, and a clear growth strategy that doesn't mean working more.
If you've plateaued, but you know you're capable of more, this is for you. Join us live inside the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp and secure your seat today. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Grinding harder isn't the answer. Strategy is.
Listeners, we want to personally invite you to the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp, where we're sharing the exact playbook top earning hosts are using in 2026.
After this bootcamp, there will be no more grinding and wondering why profit doesn't match your effort, no more getting lost in the Price Labs dashboards, no more debating if you need to raise rates or buy another property.
Instead, you'll understand how to make more money from the properties you already have. Those blind spots costing you $75 to $300 per booking, you're going to finally see them and know exactly how to fix them. Predictable income you can actually plan around, the confidence that you're not leaving money on the table, a clear path to growth that doesn't mean working harder, and your most profitable year yet with a real plan to make it happen.
2026 can be different, and it all starts here. Join us inside the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. It starts on February 9th. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to save your seat today. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. We can't wait to see you inside.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is showcasing one of you incredible listeners who head on over to strshare.com, share everything you can about your short-term rental so we can celebrate you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing Gatsby's_getaway. And I'm telling you what, I want everybody to go over, check out this design by Brittany. And really, she has embraced the theme. Number one, if you're going to name your property something like this, like she went all in. There's a speakeasy in the basement. There's a hidden theater room. Everything is moody. I can see that every room, every detail, she just designed. It was intentional and it was all around the theme. And I just, the other thing is she's giving you a freedom. If you want to do, for instance, the basement, it's all black. People are like, it's going to be too dark. She loves it. So doing her own thing and allowing yourself to be creative in your space, I think is sometimes you can maybe hold yourself back when you're thinking about the guest. And I just want to applaud her because she went all in. And it makes you want to go ahead and stay there. People want a different experience. They sure this do. Is an experiential place. And they this is something they cannot, they most likely wouldn't have this type of design in their own home. Most hotels aren't going to have anything like this. She's really curating a special, special experience.
She's got a hidden door, right?
Yeah, she went all in. So she cool. did it.
So fun.
Well done. Look at her for some major inspo.
And I bet her Airbnb metrics are actually pretty good. At least I really hope so because she's rocking it out. Today, we are going to go over 4 Airbnb metrics and how to analyze them to get more bookings. And I want you to, you know, listen throughout this episode because at the end, we're going to share with you one mistake that a lot of hosts are making that are affecting their bookings, and they may not even know it. They think they're working hard and they're not, okay? Because here's the deal, and we see this every single day with the hosts that we work with one-on-one. Feelings lie. They are lying to you, okay? But you know what doesn't lie is the data. So saying, I feel like my listing is buried or I feel like my listings are low is not the same as saying my listing isn't being clicked or my clicks are down by 10%, 15%, right? Airbnb uses an algorithm, which we all know that. And the way a potential guest interacts with your property tells Airbnb what to do with it. So if you do not know where you're losing bookings, then you can't fix the right thing. A confusing listing description. If the pictures aren't good, pricing is out of line, your review ratings aren't what they should be. Okay, we can't work on all of those things because it's something about the aspect of your listing that is affecting these metrics. And that's exactly what we're going to dive into today.
And we're going to be very honest. Today's episode, it would be much easier for you to understand visually because we are going to deep dive into Airbnb's professional hosting tools. So it's kind of twofold here. Number one, if you don't know what the professional hosting tools are or where to find them and you don't have them toggled on, you need to go over to our YouTube channel, watch that video, and make sure that you know where to find them and you do have them toggled on. And then secondarily, we have a video version of this where we will go through and show you where these metrics can be found. And it'll be much easier to listen here and then go over to YouTube and watch. And that way you'll be able to see the visuals. You'll have the audio, the visual, and then you'll double up hearing it here, hearing it there, and then you'll really, really be impactful for you.
I feel like my listing is buried is not the same as my listing isn't being clicked or my clicks are down 20%.
Right. Airbnb uses an algorithm and the way a potential guest interacts with your property, that tells Airbnb what to do with it.
If you don't know where you're losing bookings, you cannot fix the right thing. And that is what we see hosts all the time doing. They're spinning the wheels, their wheel, fixing the wrong things, or they're just fixing whatever they can tweak and mess around with without having like a strategy behind it. Confusing listing descriptions, pictures that aren't great, pricing is out of whack, review rating has you buried, right? Like we need to pinpoint what's actually causing your listing to not perform well.
Mm-hmm. And when you're just guessing at what to fix, that leads to you just overcorrecting and a lot of times making it worse. So that's what's costing you these bookings. Now, we are going to go over all of these metrics. And if you've never looked at them or you don't even know where to find them inside Airbnb, don't fret. We have a video all about that. It'll be linked below. So you can go through, find how to toggle on your professional hosting tools. And this is going to help you get a leg up on your competition. There are so many people that do not have these turned on and they are not reviewing these metrics.
If you've never heard this term before, we're going to reference it a few times today, but it's the word funnel. And we don't want this to overwhelm you or let it go over your head. All it is, if you think about an upside down triangle, right? So we're up high, we're wide, and we get more narrow at the bottom.
That's a funnel.
It's a funnel, right? Well, and it's like, if you don't have a funnel in your house or you haven't used a funnel, like I just want to make sure we're being super clear about it because I feel like this can alienate some people of thinking this is too complicated and I just want to be a good host and get good reviews and that's it.
But you're leaving money on the table if you aren't paying attention to all the people that are coming to the top of your funnel and having them move through the funnel. And actually, the bottom of the funnel is where they click to book you. That is a journey that they go through. You go through this when you're choosing a short-term rental to stay at, or a hotel to stay at, or a flight to take, right? Like anytime you choose a buyer's decision, you're going through some sort of sales funnel. And as you go through that funnel, the percentages of people that are in the funnel get smaller and smaller and smaller, because the percentage of people that actually book with you is smaller than the people at the top. That's just that, and that's okay. That's completely healthy.
And so what Sarah's talking about, that top of the funnel, that's where they see your listing.
Right.
Or worse, they don't see you at all. Right. We're going to show you these metrics. Then they decide to click once they see you and like you. Then they decide, am I actually going to book? So that breakdown of the metrics are your search impressions, listing views, bookings. Let's do it again. Search impressions, listing views, bookings. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like we're like funnel cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And then you clap at the end when you get the booking.
No.
It's so good. But each of the steps has its own metric, its own job. And when something's underperforming, that is the data that is telling you where to look so that we can get the guests to book.
So what we're going to do is take you on that funnel journey and talk about what each step is for and what problems cause the guests to bounce at that level in the funnel, so you know what to fix next time. So you're not just going into your listing and fixing random stuff and actually not making a difference that's for the better. Metric number one, first page search impression rate. It's a lot of words, but how often is Airbnb showing your listing on page one? This is visibility, not necessarily desirability, right? So the important mindset shift here is page two is not a failure. Page three is not a failure. Neither is four or five. It is actually page six where your visibility starts to truly drop off and affects you getting booked. So what actually impacts this metric, again, the first page search impression rate, is pricing relative to your market, your availability and blocked nights, your minimum stay rules, your review rating, and whether you're a super host or not, or a guest favorite or not, okay? So all of those things could be affecting your first page search impression rate. This metric answers one question. Is Airbnb giving you a chance to be seen?
But we want you to know, you do not want to try to fix this without looking at your pricing and your availability first.
Right, because as I was going through that list, you can't really, superhost status takes some time, right? And you should try to achieve it. The guest favorite status, that takes time. You should try to achieve it, but it's not something that you have immediate control over. But your pricing relative to the market and your availability and block nights. And I know so many of you try to force guests to stay a certain number of nights, but that's not how they're searching for their stay on Airbnb. And so you're not even showing up. So that is where you can actually move the needle and improve your first page search impression rate.
Metric number two, search to listing conversion. All right, now we're going to start to convert them. What this is telling you, that guests are seeing you and deciding whether to go ahead and click on you. And if this number is low, your title's not compelling, your hero image is not doing enough work, and your value is unclear at a glance. This is where titles and photos matter most.
Right. Potential guests aren't clicking, pricing is usually not the problem yet, okay? Action focus here for you. Lead with your most impactful amenity. Audit your hero image, that first image that potential guests see, next to your competitors. Is it actually a nighttime shot because everyone else has daytime shots? Does everyone else have exterior photos? Okay, you're different. You have an interior photo, but their houses are so gorgeous and impressive that your living room shot is actually like a wah-wah, right? Make sure your listing is instantly understandable and impressive and intriguing.
Get them to want to click. You want to get that click. Metric number three, listing to booking conversion. And this is telling you now. Good news is the guests clicked, but they chose not to book. So if this number is low, because we got half the battle down now, your pricing is not matching their expectations, you know, as they're digging a little deeper. Maybe your minimum stays are blocking the intent, you know, they can't actually book you. Your listing copy, it doesn't close the sale. Maybe you actually scared them away with some of your all caps demands. Or they're just looking that there's friction in between of like what you had listed, what they started to see. Something is amiss there.
So this is where revenue strategy lives.
Mm-hmm. Clicks without bookings almost always point to pricing, rules, or friction itself inside the listing.
So here are some things you can audit. That total price that the guest sees, not just the nightly rate. So you really have to understand holistically. Now, I know guests can't see the fees broken down, but all those fees that you've built into it, they add up at the end. And that's where a lot of hosts these days are getting tripped up on what it actually costs to stay with them. So cleaning fees and add-ons, just really understand how that impacts what the guest sees at the end of their booking funnel, right? Those minimum stay requirements and the clarity of house rules and expectations. And actually, I was just auditing one of our properties that isn't performing well, and it's showing up. It's getting first page impression, so it's showing up higher up in the algorithm. People are clicking on it, but then they're bouncing. And I'm looking at our competition, and I'm seeing that, ooh, the way we talk about parking in our listing, we're actually similar to our competition, but we make it sound so much harder because we want to set expectations correctly. But I've got to change the way I talk about it because our competitors are winning that sale. And I know once they come and stay with us, we're going to wow them with their hospitality. So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to talk about parking differently. So that's what I'm talking. That's how nuanced you have to get with your listing these days. Metric number 4, this is your overall, your average overall conversion rate. What it tells you, end-to-end performance of your listing. So this is a holistic look. In my opinion, this metric isn't as easy to dissect as the previous three, but it's still important to understand and to track. Important context, there is no universal good conversion rate, okay? So the market you're in, the season you're in, the property type that you have, the guest mix, all of that really matters. So what I want to share with you is stop comparing your overall conversion rates, your numbers, to someone in a totally different market with a totally different property and different offerings.
And what happens when you're analyzing this? Your trends over time matter far more than benchmarks that you're hearing in the industry.
Right. All right. So we've been leaving you breadcrumbs on how to use these metrics, how to read them, and then what to do if you're lower than everyone else in your market. But this is what our big promise to you is. This is how you get more bookings, okay? Never change in your listing everything at once, okay? One metric should drive one decision, okay? So we don't want you going in and changing your entire listing structure, the photos, the title, the description, I mean, truly a whole new listing, and then going back and reading your metric because you're not going to be sure what actually made a difference.
I like to compare it to go back to science class where you'd have the control group and then you change one thing in the actual experiment. Okay, so this really is, you're going to get the numbers and this makes it fun too. This is your own science experiment on what did you change that made the difference here. So we want to be, and it's going to be hard. I'm not going to say this is going to be easy because you're going to get in, you're going to get your professional hosting tools, you're going to start analyzing this data. And you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to change your pricing and your title and your photos. Don't do it. So you're going to have to use some extreme restraint here.
And that restraint is really what makes the difference between being a reactive host and being a strategic host. For example, there's another property because you always have to look at your properties and you always have to be involved. The more you set it and forget it, the more you're going to lose in your market, the more you're going to bring home less revenue. So one of our properties, It's getting served up. So it trusts that we are going to get that sale once someone actually, you know, sees our property. But
that click from that first page impression to clicking in, it's a little lower than it has been. So we're actually performing well against the market, but against ourselves, it's dipping a little bit. And so that what that tells me is now I could change what? Think about that. What do you see when you're searching on Airbnb on your phone before you actually click into a listing? You see the photo, you see the title, you do see the price, you see how many beds and baths. And for me, I truly believe that a photo is worth 1,000 words. So I'm not gonna go in there and change my listing description because they haven't even read any of that yet. Now, it might be the title, but photos really drive people to take action. So right now, I'm just gonna focus on that hero image. Not just in test one, I'm gonna change the photo, track it for a week, and then if that doesn't improve it or stabilize it, I'm gonna try a different photo. I'm probably gonna do that for 2 or 3 weeks before I then abandon the photo thought and go for title. So it's scientific, but it's also a little artistic and just knowing what the market is looking for right now. For example, that photo happened to have been really great during the wintertime. Maybe it was a picture of a fireplace or an outdoor fireplace. And as we move into springtime, the booking window gets to be a little bit longer. People are actually thinking about warmer outdoor activities. That's why the photo could be starting to underperform, because they're not thinking about being cozy and warm under a blanket. They want to think about being outside with their family and friends. And so I need to change that photo, change that vibe that I'm selling to the potential guests to get them to want to click more and ultimately book with me.
And this is how you will move from being just a reactive host that panics and drops their price and that thinks that's the only way to get more bookings into a strategic host who's using professional tools and reading the data, analyzing it, and then making one change, giving it time, look at what the data responded with.
Airbnb is already telling you what is wrong. You don't have to guess. You just have to know where to look and what to do with what you're seeing.
And again, we want you to remove your emotions. That's what the data is going to do for you, and it will replace it with clarity.
Yes, I want you all to become metric tracking mavens.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
The data is neutral. The data is just telling you exactly what all the guests are doing. You might not like what the data is telling you. That's where the emotions come in, but you have to come at it from a neutral setting.
I love that. With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
One thing we've learned after managing more than 50 short-term rentals and driving over $3 million in revenue a year is this: top earning hosts aren't winging it.
They're following a system.
Over the last decade, we've helped more than 1,000 hosts grow using the same frameworks we use in our very own portfolio. That's why we're hosting Priced and Profitable.
Over 4 days, we're going to show you the exact system behind more than $3 million in short-term rental revenue a year, broken down step by step, so you can stop leaving money on the table and make 2026 your best year yet. Join us for the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp.